弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
Now time to read our verses for today.
今天的经文还是在以弗所书四章十一节到第十六节。
Verse for today is chapter three, book of Ephesians, chapter four, verse 11. Chapter six.
我来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们一起来念双数节。
I'll read single verses and brothers and sisters, please read even verses.
屏幕上的字比较小，大家如果有圣经的话，请拿出自己的圣经。
If you have Bible, please open your Bible to Book of Ephesians, chapter four.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip the saints for the work of ministry.For building up the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，众人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So that we may no longer be children tossed to and from by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, in deceitful schemes.
唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Rather speaking the truth in love.We are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint, with which it is equipped when each part is working properly.Makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
感谢主，愿他祝福他自己的话语。
Praise the Lord and please, God will bless His words.
感谢神，让我们继续可以传讲以弗所书的真理。
Thanks God, we can continue to preach a sermon messages from the Ephesians, Book of Ephesians.
我们已经讲到了四章的十二节到十六节。
We already reached chapter four, verse 11 to 16.
如果大家记得的话，上次我们讲到，基督赐下恩赐的目的。
We still remember last time we talk about the purpose of gift given by Christ.
上次讲到这个十二节里面，具体是说到基督赐下各样的恩赐，为了装备圣徒，使众人各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Last time we discussed chapter four verse 12 that.God gave us all the different kinds of gifts to equip the saints so that we can do the holy works and build the body of Christ.
慧君，你可以回到原来的经文了。而今天的内容呢，是会集中在第十二节到第十六节。
Today we'll focus on verse 12 to 16.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
你在耶稣基督里面拯救了我们。
You saved us in through Jesus Christ.
让我们成为基督身体的一部分。
So that we can be part of Christ.
让我们可以以基督为头，一同的成长。
So that Christ can be the head and we grow together.
也感谢主，你从天上赐下各样属灵的恩赐。
We thank you for giving us all those holy gifts.
让我们不是靠着自己，乃是靠主你所赐的能力。
So that we are not doing things by ourselves, but by the power given by you.
通过彼此服侍来服侍你。
By serving each other, in order to serve you better.
愿主你在这里的教会，能够日益的成长。
I pray that the churches here can grow every day in Christ.
日益的成熟。
And become more mature.
满足你的心意。
And fulfill your will.
荣耀你的名。
Honor your name.
我们这样祈求祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
Pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 那么，以弗所书第四章十二节到十六节，这几节总的来说， 是保罗继续用这个身体的比喻来比喻教会。
In the verse 12 to 16 in your summary, it's still Paul used the analogy of body part to explain the church.
告诉我们，基督赐下恩赐的一个目标，就是要使教会长大成人，在属灵上成熟。
So that we know the goal of the gifts given by Christ, which is to be a mature person and to grow in Holy Spirit.
就像我们对每一个小孩子的期望，是要他长大成人。
Just like we have expectation for each children so that they can become adult.
那么今天我们根据这几节经文来概括教会属灵成熟的七大标志。
So there are seven signs of a church being mature in the verses we are going to discuss today.
我们一起来看。主在我们教会的心意是要怎么样的、让我们达到具有这七大标志。
Let's see how God's will is going to be fulfilled through this seven signs.
首先我们在第十三节这里可以看到教会成熟的第一个标志是在属灵上合一。
In verse 13, the first thing we see is that the first sign of a mature church.Is unity in Holy Spirit.
成熟的教会在属灵上是合一的。
A mature church has unity of all the people in the spirit of in the Holy Spirit.
它不能只是停留在组织上、形式上和表面的合一。
Not just organization, just on the level of organization and on the surface.
那么什么是属灵上的合一呢
？So what is the unity of a faith？
就是十三节的前面部分，就是我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
Which is the first part of verse 13 that we all attend to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God。
我们如果看另外一种中文翻译，就是吕振中的翻译的话，会更清楚一点。
吕振中's interpretation is better and more clear in this verse.
他是这样翻的：我们众人对上帝的儿子都有一致的信仰和认识。
Which is we all attend to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
所以呢，不仅仅是在真道上同归于一。
So not only from the knowledge of the Son of God.
而且在认识神的儿子上也是同归于一的。
So not only, but also to the knowledge of the Son of God.
那我们具体来看一下。
Let us look at this in detail.
这个成熟的教会，首先是一个标志，就是众人在真道上同归于一，也就是众圣徒对神的儿子都有一致的信仰。
The first sign of a mature church is that.Everyone has unity in the words of God, which is all the saints have the same belief, same faith in the Son of God.
这里所说的一致的信仰，更多是一个客观的信仰的内容。
The unity of the faith here is more like the content of the faith.
那么这里所说的一致的信仰，它的界限都在哪里呢
？Where is the limit of this unity of the faith?
它是不是在说？每一个信徒在所有信仰的细节上都完全相同呢
？Is it saying that every believer has the same understanding on each part of the faith？
不是的。
No。
我们知道那种是不可能在人的层面上做到。
We all know it's impossible in terms of humans。
但是在一个成熟的教会，各个信徒必须在基要信仰上是一致的。
But in a mature church。All the believers must come to agreement and to have unity of faith in the core of the theology.
从这些经文里面，我们可以看到基本的一些点，我们是必须要一致的相信。
Through those verses, we can see that we notice that for the fundamental knowledges, we must agree upon.
这里说到耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Here it says.Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以信徒们必须相信 耶稣就是神的儿子，是道成肉身的神。
So that believers must believe, must trust that, Jesus Christ is God, a Son of God, and also incarnate, God of incarnation.
那么相应的呢，也是必须相信父子圣灵三位一体的独一真神。
Also, we all must trust that, God is a three person in one.
也相信耶稣的神人二性。
We must believe that.Christ has two characters, God and human.
相信耶稣死在十字架上为人赎罪，死后三日复活。
Must trust that, God has died for our atonement on the cross, and 3 days later resurrected to heaven.
因为这是显明他是神的儿子。
Because this is showing that, Christ is Son of God.
也相信我们是因信称义得救，也唯有通过耶稣基督得救。
I also believe that.We are saved by justification, and only through Jesus Christ we can be saved.
所以说，在一个成熟的教会里面，众圣徒对于基本的神论、基督论、救恩论，是要有一个一致的认识。
So we must have the same understanding agreement through
the basics of the basic beliefs about God.About salvation and and about Christ.
Mm-hmm. The basis, we must come to agreement on the basis of salvation, Christ, and God.
比如教会在历史上通过信经的方法总结了一些这些基本的信仰。
So that, so we see that churches throughout history have summarized this point.
所以我们的教会在主日聚会的时候。都要通过这个诵读使徒信经来认信我们的信仰。
So that we start with the Apostles' Creed at the beginning of the sermon.
所以这个是属灵上合一的比较客观的一面。
So this is one perspective of the mature church, a mature in Holy Spirit.
那么十三节也讲到另一面，就是相对主观的一面，就是认识神的儿子。
Verse 13 also mentioned another point, more like a subject point of knowing the Son of God.
也就是说，一个成熟的教会，众圣徒对神的儿子都应该有一致的认识。
So that everyone in a mature church has the same understanding of Son of God.
那么对神的认识和对神的信仰这两个方面呢，是紧密相连的。
So knowing God and have faith in God is very closely tied together.
知识和信仰的关系，就是知识是信仰的基础。
The relationship between the knowledge and faith is that knowledge is the foundation of the faith.
如果一个人对于基本的关于神、关于他的儿子、关于救恩都没有起码的认识的话，那么也谈不上有信仰。因为他不知道他相信的是什么。
We are not on the level of faith if we do not have we don't understand the basic knowledge of the Son of God.
而另一方面呢，随着信心的增长，我们对于神儿子的认识也会增加。
On the different perspective, as our knowledge of God grows, our faith also grows.
所以两者有这个。相辅相成，并且有互动的一个关系。
So the two parts are integrated and close tied together.
一种没有知识的信仰会让人盲目而又自大。
The faith without knowledge is blind and self arrogance.
而没有信仰的知识，就失去了真实的对象，不能让人能够认识神。
And knowledge without faith.Is basically has no object and cannot have lead people to Christ, to God.
Yeah. 在这里呢，保罗用的是一个特别的一个希腊文。
Here Paul has used a special Greek word.
他用一个希腊字叫做 epignosios 来表达知识这个观念。
The meaning, the Greek word for knowledge is epignosios.
这个比一般的知识要更加进一步。
It's an extent of the normal knowledge we've been discussed.
也就是说，神不仅仅是让我们有一些基本的 既要信仰的知识，而是要我们更进一步。
So that we know that God does not only want us to understand the basis, and we need to understand the extent of the knowledge.
神要我们和他的儿子建立亲密的个人关系。
God would like us to have a close relationship with His Son Christ.
使徒保罗自己在腓立比书第三章就表达了他自己要追求这种跟基督之间的一个更加的深入的一个认识。
Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 has expounded his desire of pursuing to know Christ better.
我们看腓立比书第三章第八节后半到第十二节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 18, second part verse 18 to verse 12.
他说我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土我要得着基督并且、让我念完并且得以在他里面不是由自己因律法而得的义乃是由信基督的义就是因信神而来的义使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也可以得以从死里复活这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我。
Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own.That comes from the law, but that which comes through the faith of Christ in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
这里第十节说到，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。效法他的死。
Verse 10 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
这里保罗说的认识和晓得，显然不是头脑的知识。
Here, knowing him and the power of resurrection is not just cognizant knowledge.
因为保罗在头脑里面当然知道基督，当然知道他为我们受苦受死。从死里复活。
Of course, Paul cognizantly knowing Christ, of course he knows that Christ has suffered and died for us and resurrected him from death.
保罗在这里是要追求经历与主一同受苦，效法基督像自己死，能够经历他复活的大能。
Paul here is to pursue to experience the suffering along with Christ, and just like Christ died to himself and.Experience the resurrection.
保罗是要在他生命的实践中向基督完全的奉献和委身。
Paul is basically having complete trust and commitment to God in his life practice.
这是一种比头脑的知识更加深入的一种认识和知识。
This is a much deeper understanding than just cognizant knowledge.
而基督自己也是热切的希望我们和他之间有这样深入的信任的一个关系。
And Christ himself, of course, really wants us to have a deep trust and understanding between us and him.
约翰福音十五章，十三节到十五节这里。
John, chapter 15, verse 13 to 15.
基督在他被卖的那一夜，跟他的门徒这样说。
Christ told his apostles on the day that he was betrayed.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Greater love has no one than this, someone laid down his life for his friends.
你们若遵行我所吩咐你的，所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends if you do what I command you.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
正如亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，神要做的事不会瞒着他，主耶稣也要和我们建立那样一种深深相知、彼此信任的关系。
Just like Abraham is a friend of God, and whatever God does is not hiding from him. So that Christ also wants us to establish the relationship just like that, with deeper understanding and very close relationship.
这是是主仆的关系，去超越主仆的关系。
It is a master, as it is a master-servant relationship. However, it goes beyond just a master-servant relationship.
这是一种很奇妙的关系。
It's a wonderful and special relationship.
在我们这方面，因着我们更深入地认识他，能够完全地信赖他，将自己的生命完全交托给他，仰望他，跟从他，委身于他。
From our perspective, we have a deeper understanding of knowing him, so that we can be more reliant and trust him, so that we can give all our lives to him, look up to him, follow him.Commit us to him.
而在主那一方面，他是万王之王，万主之主，全知全能的神，万有的主宰。
And God is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and omniscient God knows everything and have authority, sovereignty over everything.
他完全的认识我们。
He knows exactly.
但竟然也信任我们这些。卑微渺小的人，将他永恒的旨意启示给我们。
And he trusts us as this insignificant people, and reveal us the eternal knowledge.
将他荣耀国度的事工托付给我们。
And gave us the ministry of the glorified kingdom.
让我们这些渺小的人，在他永恒旨意的实现上有份。
So we as insignificant person are sharing his the eternal will of God.
我们越思想这种关系，就越感恩。
The more we think about this relationship, the more appreciation we have towards God.
越觉得奇妙，越觉得荣耀和宝贵。
The more we feel wonderful and special, and we feel the more we feel glorified and precious.
这也是为什么，如果我们已经认识神到这样一个地步，最后却离弃他。出卖了他的信任，违背了他用宝血和我们所立的神圣的约，就是极其可憎的，就再也没有救赎的机会了。
This is why, if we know God to this extent, if we if we unfollowed and betray God, and betray the trust, betray the faith, violate the covenant.Established by Christ's blood, is very hateful, and we no longer have the chance of salvation.
为我施洗的王老牧师，最近刚刚离世归天家。
Pastor Wang who baptized me, just left the earth and went back to heaven.
我永远不会忘记他在我们面前。为他和主之间的关系做了见证。
I will never forget his testimonies between him and Christ.
他曾经在国内的时候为主坐牢16年。
When he was in mainland China, he has been put to prison for Christ in 16 years.
但他亲口跟我说，他在牢里的时候从来没有出卖过主。
But he told me that when he was in prison, he never betrayed God.
甚至这样的想法都没有。
Even has no such feelings, thoughts.
他用这样一个手势来表示他跟主之间的关系。
He used this type of gesture to explain, to present his relationship with God.
一个是紧紧的连接。
Tightly connected.
彼此深深的信任。
And trust each other.
他将自己的生命完全的交托给主。
And he gave his whole life to Christ.
He trusted.His whole
life
into God's
hand.
而主呢，也相信他。
And God trusts him as well.
就像旧约的那个约伯。
Just like you from the Old Testament.
为什么神允许那么多苦难发生在约伯的生命当中
？Why God allows all the sufferings in the life of you?
因为神知道约伯不会出卖他。
Because God knows you is not going to betray him.
苦难再深，他也不会背弃神。
More harsh of the suffering, Yoke is not going to betray God.
而这种经过苦难所证明的信心，反而使神更得到荣耀。
And the faith that goes through all the suffering is more glorified than God.
所以，神是要我们认识到、认识他到这样一个地步。
So God wants us to know Him to this extent.
不仅是头脑里面的一些认识、知识。
Not just cognizance, understanding, and knowledge.
而是一种完全的信任。
But it's to a completely trust and faith.
以至于他也可以将他的神国的事情信任给我，交托给我们。
So that He trusts us and gave us the ministry of glorified kingdom.
而保罗接着说，成熟的教会里面，众人都要达到以上刚才说的两方面的合一。
Paul continued that, in a mature church, everybody need to fulfill the about the two points we previously discussed.
在对神的儿子信仰上的合一，也对他的认识有一个合一。
Have the unity of faith in Christ and knowledge of Son of God.
所以这也是告诉我们说，在教会里面呢，个人的成熟是要带动整个教会的成熟的。
Which is in church, individual mature will lead to the maturity of the entire church.
不能只顾自己一个人在那里长进。
Not just selfishly growing.
那么教会的成熟也会促进个人的成熟。
The maturity of church also promotes the individual maturity.
这里有个反面的例子。
There is a bad example.
也就是说，不合一，在属灵上不合一，就是教会不成熟的一个表现。
Which is without unity, the church is not mature.
这是发生在哥林多教会。
It happens in the church of Colossians.
在哥林多前书第一章里面，保罗就指出来教会里面有结党纷争的事情。
In First Corinthians, Paul had pointed out there are splits and groups in the churches of Corinthians.
教会里面有的弟兄姊妹说我是属保罗的。
Some of the brothers and sisters saying they belong to Paul.
有的人说我是属亚波罗的。
Some of them say belong to Apollo.
有的说我是属彼得的，属基法的。
Some of them say they follow Cephas and Peter.
当然还有那种最高的就是属基督的。
Of course, the highest they say they follow Christ.
所以哥林多教会就是不成熟的一个教会。
So Church of Corinthians is not mature.
他们就是不能在对于神的儿子耶稣基督的信仰和认识上一致。
They are not. They cannot come agreement on trusting and have faith in the now in the faith of Christ.
他们分裂出来的各群人，是各自信任他们喜欢的教师，而不是基督。
They split to different groups, and then the different groups love their own teacher, not Christ.
我相信这个不是这些老师的错。
I believe those are not the fault of those teachers.
他们都是忠心的使徒，也一定是忠心教导众人，要把他们引到基督面前的。
They are faithful servants, and they faithfully teach the brothers and sisters and lead people to Christ.
但是因为，这些信徒还并不成熟，他们并没有将自己全心的去信任、信靠我们的主耶稣基督。
But those brothers are not mature enough so that they are not bring themselves to Christ.
所以这是一个反例。
So this is a bad example.
那接下来我们讲一个成熟教会的第二个标志，就是长大成人。
The second sign of a mature church is to become a mature person.
这是在第十三节的中间。
The middle part of verse 13.
说到长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
Until we attain to the unity of the faith and knowledge of the God, to a mature person, to the measure of Christ's full stature.
其实也就是说，长大成人就是长得像基督。
Which is become mature person is become to be more like Christ.
这里大家注意，用的长大成人在原文里面用的是单数。
Here, the mature person is a singular verse, a singular word.
所以它不是指的是信徒单个的变得特别成熟。
It's not an individual is not pointing to individual believers to become mature.
而指的是教会整体的成熟。
But church as a whole to become mature.
那么这个成熟是有什么特点呢？
So what's special about this mature?
它这里的不是指完美 无瑕疵。
Here is not meant to be perfect.
因为教会在地上的时候并没有并不能达到一个完全完美的丝毫没有缺点的地步。
Because church on earth cannot be perfect without any bad things.
那么这里是指的是达到一个成熟稳定的这样一个状态。
Mature here is to be mature and stable.
那么什么时候能达到呢？
But when can the church be mature and stable?
保罗在这里并没有明确的说出来。
Paul did not make it clear here.
也没有加上明确的限制。
I did not make any limit here.
所以呢有可能在这个世界上某一些教会达到一个成熟的地步是可能。
It's possible for a church in today's world to become mature like that.
那么保罗在十四节里面用相反的这个不成熟的小孩的表现来更加的说明什么叫成熟稳定。
So Paul in verse 14 used the bad example of children.To explain how to become mature.
那我们来看一下这个反面哈，这小不成熟是什么样的，然后让我们更加的这个来明白，神要我们做到这个成熟是什么样。
Let us look at this bad example of immature, so that we can better understand what it means to be mature.
那么我念一下第十四节的另外一种中文翻译。
Let me read a different interpretation of verse 14.
使我们不再做孩童，像波浪飘来飘去，被各样教义的风带前带后，就是人用欺骗手段，用狡猾施展谬妄之诡计造出来。
So that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
所以这里就描述到小孩子的一些的特点。
So here there are some explain some characteristics of.
接下来的描述不是要苛求小孩子们，而是做一些客观的描述。
It's not to limit the children, just some objective explanation.
孩子的特点第一个就是不稳定。
The first sign of children is not stable.
中文这个俗语说，孩子的脸说变就变。
Children's face changes all the time.
上一分钟还是笑着的，下一分钟就流眼泪了。
It was just smiling, and now it's crying.
用在这个属灵的不成熟上面，就说，比如今天觉得信基督很好。
In terms of following Christ today, children may think that trusting Christ is great.
明天觉得信佛也不错。
Tomorrow they think trust in the Buddha is also great.
今天心情好，觉得主特别美好，发誓赌咒要跟随主。明天就信心软弱，充满怀疑，跟不下去了。
Today you have good mood, say God is perfect. They swear to follow Christ. Tomorrow they have a weak, they are weak in faith, and they have a lot of doubts in Christ, so that they no longer follow Christ.
今天非常积极的侍奉，两天之后就不见踪影。
Today they serve God wholeheartedly. Tomorrow, they are no longer here.
今天觉得教会界的这种思潮、那种做法不错，要紧跟上去。明天又觉得另外一些也挺好的。
Today they think this thought and trend is great, but tomorrow they change their mind.
所以第一个特点就是。不稳定。
So the first sign is unstable.
第二个呢，就是没有自制，随时要表达自己的心情，发泄自己的情绪。
The second sign is no self-control, and they want to express their feelings and expose their anger anyway.
比如说，以色列人在旷野里面就常常的发怨言。
For example, Israel's complain all the time in the world.
有什么稍微不满意的？马上就埋怨神，埋怨神的仆人。
If they're unsatisfied by small things, they start complaining to God.
第三个就是自我中心、容易冲动、反应过激。
Third point, self-centered, easy to be angered and overreacting.
小孩子是比较容易害怕的。
Children are easily to be fear, to fear.
常常因为一些小事情啊，就很恐惧。
They will be feared of the small trivial things.
他们小孩子呢，也不太容易受的委屈和损失。
It's not, they cannot bear much grievance and losses.
受害者心理比较重。
A victim has a very concern, a deep in heart.
中马田牧师举了一个小孩子反应过激的例子。
Mr. Martin Lloyd Jones have an example.
他说，你看见一群小孩子在那里非常激动。
You see a group of children are very excited.
在那边激烈的讨论一个事情。
And they are discuss something very urgently.
好像世界末日就要到了。
Just like the end of the world.
然后你发现呢，他们只是坏了一个玩具。
And then you realize they just have a broken toy.
所以这个是小孩子的心理。
So this is the thinking process of children.
容易为一些小的事情出现过激的反应。
Easy to overreact to trivial things.
那么小孩子呢，也有另外一个特点，就是他不太喜欢那个不爱受教，常常没有耐心。
Another characteristic of children is they don't like to be taught and have no patience.
倒不是因为他很骄傲，认为自己已经懂得了很多。
Not that because they arrogant thinks they know everything.
而是因为他不想经过那种受教训练一个过程，达到更高的一个水平。
Willing to have a higher understanding, have a better understanding knowledge through teachings and learnings.
他可能练小提琴练了几天，就觉得差不多了。
So probably they have been practicing for violin for a couple of days, and they think they're great.
我蛮好的。
I think I'm great.
他不愿意去花今年累月的时间，将自己训练成一个大师级的一个水平。
They are not willing to spend years to become one of the masters in violin.
所以小孩子有这样一些特点
了。So this is one characteristic of children.
当然，做小孩子有这些特点是很自然的。
But it's normal and by nature, children have this type of characteristics.
原因是他们知识是很有限的。
Reason is that they have limited knowledge.
他们的经验也非常的不足。
They have not enough experience.
因为他们的头脑没有长到那样一个地步，也没有足够的时间让他们成长到这个成熟的地步。
Because they are not mature in adults and they don't have enough time yet to become mature.
所以在属灵上，刚刚信主时候的属灵的婴孩，对神的认识和经历不足，也难免出现这些幼稚的表现。
So in terms of spiritual life, it's easy to understand that some of the believers have this immature thought in the very beginning.
但是呢，随着属灵年龄的增长，就不应该停留在那里。
But they should not just stay there as they are growing in Christ.
因为神的心意是要我们长大。
Because God's will is to have us to be mature and grow up.
因为一直不长大的幼稚的孩童呢，是很容易上当的。
Because the immature children, they are easy to be deceived.
所以这个十四节后面就讲到，属灵的幼稚容易在信仰上被带偏了。
So in the latter half of verse 14, it says, the immature in Holy Spirit and their faith can be led astray easily.
因为我们的仇敌是非常非常的狡猾的。
Because our enemies are very cunning.
在这方面可以说他比我们成熟很多。
In terms of cunning and deceitful, the enemies are more mature.
在十四节的后面连用了几个形容这个仇敌狡诈的词。
In the latter part of verse 14, there are many adjectives to describe the enemies as cunning.
吕真中的翻译比较明显，他说用狡猾施展谬妄之诡计造出来的。
吕振中's interpretation is more clear, which is tossed to and from by the waves occurred about my every window dungeon by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
对，连用了几个欺骗呢、狡猾、谬妄、诡计等等这些形容这个仇敌的狡诈这些词。
Use many words to explain enemies such as cunning, crafty, deceitful.
所以呢，仇敌要来欺骗这些属灵幼稚的基督徒的时候，他不是直截了当，就告诉你说，我是魔鬼，我要来害你。
So when enemies is trying to lead believers astray in the faith, the enemies are not coming here to be straightforward, telling them, "Hey, I'm the enemy."
所以他常常将谎言掺在真理里面。
So enemies always mixed the truth with lies.
他常常用糖衣炮弹来攻击人。
Always use sugar-coated languages and actions.
小孩子是很容易被糖衣炮弹所诱惑的。
Children are easily to be affected by sugar-coated stuff.
仇敌会给我们漂亮的应许。
Enemies will give us surfacely beautiful promises.
他会夸大神的爱和恩赐，不讲公义，不讲十字架。
They will amplify God's love and blessings, but not talk about righteousness, not talk about cross.
他会降低神的要求，允诺我们说，我们通过自己的行为就可以称义，可以达到神的标准。
Enemies is lowering the demand of God and promise us to have justification by action.
他会在社会上，在教会里面展现各种新鲜的现象和刺激人感官的表演。
Enemies will show all this new shiny stuff which stimulate our feelings,
让属灵上幼稚的小孩子有一些马上的反应。
So that immature believers in Holy Spirit life have an instant reaction.
所以这个十四节里面说到这一些的不符合圣经的教导，或者是说教义，就像这个海上的波浪还有那个狂风一样。
So those teachings which is not aligned with the Bible, they're just like the waves in the ocean.
那些不能分辨的幼稚不稳定的属灵的婴孩就被他影响，就被带偏。
Those immature children in the Holy Spirit life will be led astray by those things.
就像在一个海上的航船，如果没有落下锚来，就在这种风潮里面被带偏了原来的航向。
Just like the ship in the waves of the ocean, without a stable grounding.It will be led astray easily.
最终让我们不能达到神要我们达到的目标。
So that we cannot be to achieve the goals that God wants us to achieve.
一棵根基没有稳定的植物，被狂风吹刮之后，它就会被连根拔起，不能够正常的生长。
A root without a plant without stable root can be easily taken out by thunderstorm and waves.
那么我们如何来抵挡呢？如何能够在属灵上成熟呢？
So how can we be mature and prevent us from all those bad things?
就像小孩子一样，我们是要了解那位真正能够保护我们、带领我们的父神。
Just like children, we need to understand and know the Father, our God, who can protect us.
能够完全的信靠他。
So that we can fully trust him.
那么我们就要熟读圣经，好好听到，花功夫明白，因为在这里面是要告诉我们，我们的神是什么样的神。
So we need to read Bible carefully, understand it, and listen to sermons, always listen to sermons, take time to understand and know God.
我们也要操练来信靠神。
And we need to practice and trust the Lord.
从小的事情做起。
Start with small things.
愿意冒险，踏步跟随他。
Willing to take adventures and follow Christ step by step.
我们没有一个人能够一下子全然奉献。
There nobody can, sacrifice all at once.
但我们可以操练，慢慢的多拿出生命的一部分来献给主。
But we can practice.To serve the Lord more and more gradually,
包括我们的时间、精力和金钱
including our time, energy, and money.
在这个过程当中，经历主的信实
and experience the faithfulness of God through this experience.
我们也应该把自己的担忧、把自己的害怕都向主敞开
We also need to open up our fears, our concerns to the Lord.
总之就是回到十三节里面所说的一方面我们要在信仰上、坚固另一方面呢我们也要经历神更加的认识他
So that just like verse 13、we need to、maintain a strong faith in Christ and、build a stronger relationship with Christ
唯有这样子我们才能够在属灵上成熟稳定
Only by doing that we can be mature in the Holy, life, the Holy Spirit
那么仇敌的诡计也不能够在我们身上有发生作用。
So that the deceitful schemes from enemy has nothing to do with us.
好，我们接下来看成熟教会的第三个标志，就是在爱里持守真理。
Now let's look at the third signs of a mature church, which is, maintain the unity of faith and love.
这是在第十五节。
This is in the chapter verse.15.
中文翻译成啊，唯用爱心说诚实话。
Brothers speaking the truth in love.
这个翻译呢，没有把这个原来的意思完全的表达出来。
But this Chinese interpretation is not very clear.
比较准确的翻译是这个还是吕清忠的翻译，他说，但我们总要以爱心持守真理。
A more clear and better interpretation is from 吕正中 which is but rather being faithful with love.Truthful with love.
当然用爱心说表达真理说诚实话当然 这只是其中的一部分
But of course it's only part of this of speaking the truth in love
那么以爱心持守真理有这样几层意思、
There are several understandings in being truthful with love.
首先呢，就是说我们在真理上要有一个持守。
So first, we need to maintain the truth in Christ.
也就是说，在真理的对真理的认识上成熟稳定，也就是回到十四节里面所说的。
So that we need to be stable and mature in the truth of Christ, which is mentioned in verse 14.
不随风摇动，被各样的异端，被各样的，那个不符合圣经的教导，所吸引走了。
Not to be led astray by heresies, by different thoughts.
那么第二点，这样的持守真理是要在爱里面的。
The second point, this type of maintaining the pursuing truth is through love.
一方面，持守真理本身就是爱人。
From one perspective, trusting the truth, maintaining the truth is to love people.
圣经里面的爱，可以说就是为爱的对象寻求最大的好处。
The loving Bible is basically to do the best to the others.
那么，对于认识主的人来说，你怎么样让对方得到最大好处呢？就是告诉他神的真理。
For people who believe in Christ, what we do is to do the best for others, which is to let the other person know that knowing God is the best and that's the truth.
你看见一个人走在灭亡的路上，走在谬误的路上，你却不告诉他真相，那个不是爱他。
If you see somebody and going on the path to hell to death, and you are not telling him or her about the about Christ and salvation. You are not loving that person.
另一方面呢，我们坚持真理， 不是为了与人争胜。
On the other perspective, we maintain the way we pursue truth is not to compete with others.
不是说我跟你讲真理是为了证明我对，你错了。
It's not like I'm telling the truth in order to prove that I'm right, you're wrong.
如果我跟你争赢了，我就很得意。
If I compete with you and I win, and I feel very happy.
我们坚持真理是为了神的缘故，为了那个人最大的好处。
We pursue the truth is to maintain the unity and do the best for the others.
第三点，讲到以爱心持守真理。
The third point is to
是说到，不仅呢这个目标是正确的，而且手段和方法也是要诚实的。
The third point is that not only the goal is correct, but also the strategy, the way to get there is also correct.
因为这里说到以爱心持守真理，就是跟刚才所说的那些骗人的那些世界上的那些人，要用各样的异教之风，要用各样偏离圣经的教导去欺骗人的那些人的手段形成一个对比。
So pursuit of truth in love is in a totally contrast with what mentioned earlier in verse 15, which is by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
我们坚持真理，不用人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
We maintain and pursue the truth in God, not to be used with human cunning.
我们不是去骗人的，我们是把神的真理真真实实的去教导别人，而且呢也愿意把我们的生命摆上。
We are telling the truth not to lie to other people, but to tell others the truth of God and willing to sacrifice our life for God.
证明我们对于我们所信的是绝对认真的。
In order to prove that we are serious about our faith.
好，我们再接下来用着这个十五节的后半和十六节来比较快速的讲一下教会成熟标准。教会成熟的以下四个标志。
Let us briefly discuss the following four points of maturing church, following the second half of verse 15 and 16.
因为这四点呢，之前其实有蛮多都涵盖到。
Those four points actually included in previous talk.
教会成熟的标志第四个是以基督为中心。
But the fourth point of the modern church is to center around Christ.
十五节的后半到十六节都讲到，凡是长进，连于元首基督。
Verse 15 and 16. But rather being faithful with love, we might grow up to Him with reference to all things, who is the head of the Christ.
十六节又讲到，全身都是靠基督联络得合适，百节各按各职，然后能够一同的成长。
Verse 16, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together through every supporting connections.
所以这里告诉我们，一个成熟的教会，它成长的源头和目标都是基督。
So that we know a mature church, the goal, the root, is from Christ.
这个十五节里面讲到连于元首基督，它其实里面是有个概念了，就说我们要向着基督的这个方向去成长。
In verse 13, with the reference to all things with the head of Christ, is that we are growing towards Christ.
就像保罗说的，他以耶稣基督为标杆。
Just like Paul said, he has Christ as a benchmark.
所以耶稣基督如何的圣洁，他如何的爱人，他如何的顺服天父，这些都是我们教会要成长成为的一个目标。
So we have the goals of the church to follow Christ as he followed God and obey God and commit himself to God.
让基督的美好的品性在我们教会里面能够彰显出来。
So that we can testify for Christ and show the good characteristics of Christ.
而十六节告诉我们呢，能够这样的成长，这个源头本身就是来自基督自己。
verse 16 told us that the reason of us growing towards Christ is from Christ.
在这里，保罗可能是用着他当时的医学上的一个概念。
Paul here probably is using the concept of his medical experience.
当时的这个有些人的这个医学的概念就是说，这个身体各部分呢、之所以能够慢慢长起来，它这个动力，它这个源头是来自头部。
Paul is explaining that since every body part can grow, they are the roots, the reason is from the head.
这个我们不完全肯定哈，但是呢，从十六节这里可以看到，的的确确是以基督为首，是靠着他把全身带动起来成长。
We cannot have this for sure, but in verse 16, we see we have Christ at head and other body part grows.
因为我们知道我们的头脑是我们全身的那个神经的中枢。
Because we know that our brain is the core of all the body part.
这个头发出的这个指令，我们全身都要遵守。
The message from the brain will dictate, will make a good direction to each body part.
全身各部的活动也是靠着头部来协调。
And everything each body part does is from the brain.
好，教会成熟的标志第五就是彼此的联络。
The first sign of mature church is connecting to each other.
十六节告诉我们，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
Verse 16, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together through every supporting connection, according to the working in measure from each individual part.
这个是身体渐渐成长的手段。
This is a way on how.The body, our human body is growing.
这里中文呢，这个联络翻的是准确的。
In the Chinese interpretation, the connection is a good translation.
后面也加上彼此相助，就把这个意思补充全了。
And in the latter is growing of the body and helping each other is making this more complete.
就是说，在一个成熟的教会里面，弟兄姊妹之间是要常常的接触的。这个联络，它在英文里面首先是一个 touch 的意思。
This connection means that in church brothers and sisters need to connect and talk to each other all the time. And come.
就说，一个成熟的教会里面，各个弟兄姊妹之间不会是互相不往来，也不知道就好几个月都不晓得人家。发生了什么？有没有来教会？属灵成长情况到底怎么样？什么都不晓得，就好像是一个一个彼此分离的原子那样。这个不是神在成熟的教会里面所要看到的。
So it is not a mature church if brothers and sisters in this church does not really know each other and doesn't know their own life, each other's life, and after months have passed, they still don't know what happened to others.
然后这样的联络的目的是什么呢？是为了彼此相助，不是吵架。
And the purpose of this connection is to not argue with each other, but is to help each other grow.
所以保罗说，唯有这样，这个身体才能渐渐的增长。
So Paul said, only we do that, the growth we can have the growth of the body to building itself up in love.
健康教会的标志第六
sixth sign of a healthy and mature church
就是各个肢体能够充分的发挥恩赐
different parts can do its best in the with the gift
也是在十六节说到百节各按各职照着个体的功用
also from verse 16 according to the working in measure from each individual part
所以各按各职，个体的功用，就是回到之前的十一节十二节，就是按照上帝，按照基督 他的意思量给我们的恩赐充分地发挥出来。
Working in measure from each individual part is basically, we go back to verse 11, that our gifts are given by God according to what we can do.
这样呢才能真正的彼此相助。
That way we can help each other.
让神的身体生长。
So our body of Christ can grow.
最后
Lastly,
健康教会的标志第七是在爱里成长。
The seventh sign of our health and mature church is to grow in love.
十六节最后一部分，在爱中建立自己。
The last part of verse 16 is to building yourself up in love.
所以保罗在这里是再次的强调在爱中的重要。
Paul here has again emphasized, building yourself in love is so important.
因为之前已经讲过，在爱中要持守真理。
Previously we discussed that, in love we maintain the truth, maintain the faith and hold the faith.
在这里再次的说。教会是要在爱中建立自己。
Here Paul again emphasizes that, church needs to build itself in up to up build itself up in love.
这个自己是单数，指的是教会啊。
Itself here is a singular noun. It's a point. It basically means church.
所以保罗是在说，成熟的教会始终是在爱里成长。
Paul here says a mature church is continually grow in love.
坚持真理是在爱里，发挥恩赐时也是在爱里，不是彼此的增进，而是彼此的帮助和造就，寻求彼此的最大好处，教会的最大好处。
Maintaining and pursuing the truth, is in love, to use everyone's own gifts, is also in love. It's not competing with each other, but to help each other grow, and make each other better.Which is to achieve the best of church.
好，我们再来复习一下今天的这个经文告诉我们一个成熟的教会都有哪些的标志。
So today we review again that what are the signs of a mature church.
首先是在属灵上合一。
First is unity in the Holy Spirit.
包括在信仰上和对和对他神的儿子上的认识上都有合一。
Including the faith and knowing knowledge of Son of God.
第二个标志是长大成人。
The second sign is being a mature person.
不再幼稚不稳定。
No longer be immature and unstable.
第三呢是在爱里持守真理。
The third sign is to pursue the truth in love.
第四是在是以基督为中心。
Fourth sign have Christ at the center.
第五是。肢体之间是彼此联络的。
First sign, different parts to connect each other.
联络之后呢，是要彼此相助。
And during the connection, everyone help each other.
第六个标志就是各个肢体能够充分的发挥神所赐的恩赐。
Sixth sign is each individual can use the gift well.
第七个标志是始终在爱里面成长。
The second sign and always grow in love.
所以这是神对我们教会的心意。
So this is God's will to our church.
而且神也没有说我们在这个世界上教会不能够达到成熟。
God did not say that in this world, in this lifetime, we cannot, the church cannot be mature.
我们不能够完美，但是可以成熟。
We cannot be perfect, but we can be mature.
求主来帮助我们。
We ask and pray the Lord help us.
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你给我们描绘了教会成熟的一个美好的途径。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, and you gave us a great image of a mature church.
并且，你也通过圣灵，按照主耶稣基督所量的，将恩赐丰丰富富的赐下来。
And through the Holy Spirit, you gave your bestowed holy gifts among us.
我们求主你将各样的恩赐继续的加添给我们。
We pray that you continue to give us the holy gifts.
也教导我们如何按照你的心意来运用。
Also teach us how to use the gifts according to your will.
让弟兄姊妹们在爱里面能够彼此联络，彼此相助。
So brothers and sisters can connect better in love.
能够一同的长进
and grow together.
使我们的教会长成耶稣基督 成熟的圣灵。
So that our church can be more like Christ.
让人看见我们，就知道，你在我们中间。
So that others see us, they know Christ's word is among us.
让我们在这个世界上可以代表你。
So that we can present you in this earth.
帮助我们。
Please help us.
你深知我们的软弱和需要。
You know our weakness and needs.
就求主啊，将你的福气，将你的恩赐厚厚的浇灌下来。
We pray you give us a blessing.